All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, the promoter and head booker for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we have another big card for you. 8 matches on the card, including 4 title matches. We have a few contract signings. As I said last week, one of the storylines being 2 gangs entering the PWA. But we have signing with us this week, Jeff Jarrett, Rolando Freeman, and Percy Pringle III as part of that storyline. But we'll get to how they come in just a minute. But first, we start off with Bobby Heenan. He is at the interview desk with Lance Russell. He announces the culmination of his new family. Television champion, Dan Spivey. Number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title, Cowboy Ron Bass. And then also Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido, who he proclaims to be the next in line for the World Tag Team Champions. And he goes on his usual bluster, as Bobby Heenan can only do, talking about how great his guys are and how well he is going to be ruling the PWA, as he will have the television champion, the Illinois champion, and the television, or not, the tag team champions in the near future. So he tells everybody who's in the TV title division, he tells Brad Armstrong, he tells the New Age Outlaws to watch out, because he's picked up the pieces that J.J. Dillon left behind, and he's going to make it even better than what Dillon could ever possibly do in the PWA. So we leave there, and we go to the ring, as we have Rolando Freeman making his debut with Percy Pringle as his manager against Dwayne Gill. And the match is over before it even starts, as Freeman gets disqualified when Pringle hits Gill with his cane in a time of 24 seconds. Dwayne Gill gets the win by disqualification. Next match has the television title on the line, the first of our 4 title matches. Dan Spivey defending the title against Brickhouse Brown. And Brickhouse gets riled up very early in the match. He gets disqualified by bringing a chair into the ring. Dan Spivey is still your television champion, winning the match in a time of 1 minute 23 seconds by disqualification. Next match has Michael Hayes facing off against Billy Travis. And Hayes and Travis have a quick match, with Hayes getting the pin after a superplex in a time of 6 minutes 29 seconds. We go back to the interview desk, where Rolando Freeman and Percy Pringle III come out to talk about building a stable to run the PWA, which sounds exactly like what Bobby Heenan just said he was going to do. Jarrett comes out to say that no little punk was going to run the PWA. Freeman gets into his face, or as best he can, being like a foot shorter, and tells Jarrett that no one underestimates the spectaculars. Next week, Freeman will make sure that Jarrett is the first chump that will be taken out of the PWA. Jarrett picks Freeman up and tosses him over the interview desk. Pringle gets into Jarrett's face, but Jarrett simply walks off. So now what's going on here? Where are the two gangs? Well, we just saw the spark of igniting everything. Because yes, I could make it Bobby Heenan and Percy Pringle, but what is the whole thing with having two heel stables go at each other? Let's get a face and a heel. Make it a good, typical good versus evil storyline going. So we're going to see how this unfolds over the next couple of months. We walk on to see the Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Brad Armstrong defending the title against Cowboy Ron Bass, who just last week won the honors of being the number one contender. Armstrong seeks to prove himself as a great Illinois heavyweight champion. He had no preference as to who he would face from last week's number one contender match. As he walks to the ring, he seems excited that Bass is standing there, even if Bobby Heenan is standing in his corner. Armstrong and Bass battle back and forth evenly for the first 20 minutes of the match. Bass gains an advantage after raking Armstrong's eyes. and Bass takes Armstrong down with a slingshot suplex before drilling him into the mat with a pile driver to get the pin and to win the Illinois heavyweight title. Your winner and new Illinois heavyweight champion is Cowboy Ron Bass in a time of 27 minutes, 2 seconds. Next match has Jeff Jarrett making his PWA debut against Honky Tonk Man. In this match, Freeman and Pringle come down to the ring to distract Jarrett. And while Nick Patrick is distracted by Pringle, Freeman pulls Jarrett out of the ring, and they brawl up the aisle, leaving Honky Tonk Man left standing in the ring to win the match by countout in a time of 4 minutes, 52 seconds. Next match has the American heavyweight title on the line as Terry Gordy faces off against the first person to answer the open invitation, and that is two-time PWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. After David Manning displays the American heavyweight title, Idol takes the belt and starts to put it around his waist. Gordy gets enraged and nails Idol from behind and tosses him out of the ring. Gordy climbs out after him. Hayes grabs Gordy from behind, and Gordy takes the belt off of Idol's waist. Hayes slams Idol into the ring post, and Gordy rolls him back into the ring. Gordy climbs onto the ring apron and starts to climb the turnbuckle. Idol gets to his feet and knocks Gordy off the turnbuckle. Gordy roughly sits on the turnbuckle, and Idol climbs up and goes for a superplex, but Gordy tosses him off. Gordy climbs back on top and comes off with a flying crossbody. Idol rolls through and ends up on top. Hayes climbs onto the ring apron to distract Manning. Idol gets to his feet and takes a swing at Hayes. Hayes drops off the ring apron. Gordy clotheslines Idol from behind, taking him over the top rope onto the floor. Hayes backs away as Manning warns him off. Idol gets back to his feet and climbs onto the ring apron. Gordy charges him, but Idol ducks out of the way. Idol pulls the top rope down. Gordy falls over the top rope onto the floor, hitting his head on the ring apron. Idol rolls into the ring. Hayes tries to get Gordy back to his feet, but Gordy can't answer the 10 count. Idol wins the match by countout, but Gordy gets to keep the American heavyweight title. And all of this happens in a time of 4 minutes and 10 seconds. A very quick match between these two. Our semi-main event has Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido facing off against Bad Company. Before the match begins, Bobby Heenan and Gary Hart stand toe-to-toe in the middle of the ring. What are the managers doing there? Hart is telling Heenan that his team doesn't deserve to be in the ring with his team. They are a couple of losers who need to go back to wrestling school to learn how to belong in the ring. The team separate their managers from their verbal sparring. Candido and Tanaka start out the match. Both teams show great brilliance in both technical wrestling ability and tag team chemistry. Finally, it is Blanchard that gets the pin over Diamond after a spinebuster slam. Heenan grabs the microphone and taunts Hart about whose team needs to go back to wrestling school. Your winners, Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido, in a time of 19 minutes, 7 seconds. Our main event has the World Heavyweight title on the line as Stone Cold Steve Austin defends the title against another open invitation. The second person to accept the open invitation is Goldust, the Buckeye Heavyweight Champion. Previously, Goldust has been the American Heavyweight Champion in the PWA twice back in 2021. Goldust receives a great welcome from the fans. Goldust adores the fans' reaction. He announces his intention to challenge Stone Gold for the title and to take it away from him. Goldust and Austin have a great match. Goldust tries to keep Austin off balance with his flamboyance, but Austin takes him down with a stunner. Stone Cold picks him back up and they battle for several more minutes. Goldust dumps Austin over the top rope with the backdrop, but Austin lands on the ring apron. Austin slingshots Goldust to the outside, where he throws him into the guardrail. When they get back in the ring, Austin keeps the advantage and gets the pin after a third stunner. Your winner and still World Heavyweight Champion in a time of 20 minutes, 26 seconds is Stone Cold Steve Austin. So now we've had two people answer the open invitation, and both of them being decent matches. I mean, well, Austin Goldust was a good match. Gordy Idol, not so great. Could have gone another half hour maybe, but that is the way it went. We'll see more of these open invitations sprinkled throughout the summer as we allow more people to come in to bring in maybe a few more guys who might be interested in jumping ship from whichever promotion they are in to join the PWA. Who knows what may happen in the coming months? But you're going to have to tune in and find out, because we are done for this week. And I thank you for being here. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking all the wrestling fans for being here and listening to these podcast episodes. I encourage you to listen to the theological side as well, the Confessional Corner, as we are in the Formula of Concord, the last of the Lutheran Confessions, but also the Digging Deepers as we are going through Revelation, the last book in the Bible. Both of them showed promise to be great studies and to help strengthen you to wrestle with the theologies around you.